You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Hello and welcome to Into the Fold. I'm coming to you from a combination of the lovely cosy studios of Community Radio 3CR on Wurundjeri Country and a bit of my bedroom on Bunwurrumbik. And just like you, people are listening to this program right around the continent on the Community Radio Network. So first off, let's acknowledge the traditional owners of all these places, and I want to pay my respects to Elders. We're going to be exploring the incredible power and nuances of what happens when disabled people in the media, get to define our own professional development infrastructure. We start by connecting with community. So, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Kermie Braden, some radio nerd fascinated with how this intimate everyday theatre conjures up space right into people's lives. When I made myself known to the Community Media Training Organisation, curious about its work and hoping to learn who else was out there, I wound up enrolled in Audio Ability. All these tendrils that stretch across the landscape and wrap gently but firmly around the places where community finds purchase and purpose. That is, the people. It's like a vast passion fruit vine. In this first episode, we'll nose our way in through the leaves to feel for, find and follow the branch of blind and low vision broadcasting, straight after we've sussed out this course. Digital journalist, producer and radio presenter Gemma Purvis works at the Community Media Training Organisation as the project manager of Audio Ability. She is joining us today from the lands of the Gadigal people. Gemma, thank you for being part of the show. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Very happy to. Could you tell us a bit about building capacity to support relationships between community stations and community members who have disabilities?
Audio Ability began as a concept by an academic up in Queensland, Dr. Kim Stewart. And she really wanted to see tools available for people initially with intellectual disabilities to do their own radio shows. So she approached the CMTO. We applied for a grant, and this is how Audio Ability came about. Now, what we do is we have a wide range of contacts across the sector. There's like 300 radio stations, community radio stations in Australia.
Wow.
And we run training with stations all over. I'm really excited to share that we've got funding to do a seventh round, which will happen early next year. But yeah, we have got relationships with stations. We have built new relationships with stations who have reached out to us. It's a lot of legwork. You literally are picking up the phone, calling radio stations to see if they're interested, to also finding out what their accessibility is like.
How do they benefit, and how do their communities of listeners benefit from this sort of program?
Yeah, I mean, I am obviously really proud of what we do, and I think that everyone benefits. Because at the end of the day, there has been a reduction in the number of people who volunteer in Australia. And that's just across all organisations that rely on volunteers. And so actually there are some stations out there that are really struggling to both bring in new volunteers, to diversify their volunteer base, which is obviously super, super important. You know, community is made up from many different voices and backgrounds, and we want to represent that and to keep the ones that they have. And so by having Audio Ability come into your station, ideally you're creating some paid employment for one of your current volunteers to mentor the students, and also you're getting a fully trained up volunteer who is bringing in a fresh perspective, a new voice on your airwaves. And also, we support stations to actually improve their accessibility. So, for instance, students that are blind or low vision that need to use text audio software, we've got a great mentor, Paul Price. He often provides assistance to stations that have never had blind presenters before, and he will walk them through how to fairly easily, in all honesty, adapt their studio equipment so that they can have blind presenters do their own show without needing a support worker to do the panel for them.
That's great. So I guess that means you're helping incorporate people who have a wide range of experiences of disability. Who are you looking to reach if you had to summarise it?
Oh, I don't want to be trite about it, but literally anyone who identifies as having a disability, we are interested in bringing them into the fold. So we try not to be too judgmental about it. You don't need to be on NDIS. You don't need to have DSP. We understand that not everyone has access to the kind of the medical supports to be formally recognised. And so we respect people's self-identification that way. And what we've discovered is that there's been a really incredible mix of people who've applied. We've even had someone who is deaf and their first language is Auslan do the course. Great mix of people. We've had people with psychosocial disabilities, yes, with intellectual, with physical disabilities. So we've had people in wheelchairs, quadriplegics, people who are autistic like myself. Yeah, we try not to discriminate and we try to accommodate everyone's needs. Sometimes it's hard for a variety of reasons. So yeah, it's not always perfect, but we do try and be as broad as possible. And that's also where the mentors come in to do that one-to-one support and just help facilitate people become part of a community at their radio station.
Thank you, Gemma. We've been talking to Gemma Purvis from the Community Media Training Organisation. We'll come back to Gemma in the next episode. You're listening to Into the Fold on the Community Radio Network, and I'm Kermie Braden, yappin'. Together, we're meeting folks connected with the Audio Ability Radio Training Program for people with disability of all kinds, but I'd like to dive into an area I'm not so familiar with. Gemma mentioned Paul Price. Let's get him on the line. Paul Price, blind since birth, still going, absolute commitment. Also, super committed to community radio. He's been a fixture at Reading Radio Brisbane since a whole other millennium to this one. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What sort of things do you do with the Community Media Training Organisation? I understand you've done a lot with different stations, yeah?
I have. I have been a mentor with CMTO for 4 years, 3 or 4 years now.
Yep.
I can't remember how many mentees I've had, but I've done face-to-face mentoring in Brisbane, but I've also done remote mentoring and helped them through the course. I've also done some accessibility testing and consultation for stations to make their tech accessible for people with low or no vision, using my experience to work out the best possible path forward so that somebody can use their systems and their panels. And that depends on the person and it depends on the gear that's in the station as to whether they use their own laptop. Often it is the best way because you know your own laptop.
Mm.
And as somebody with a vision impairment or total blindness, you've got to have your tech set up the way that you can use it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's often difficult to come into a station and use their systems. Often better just to plug it through a audio or a USB into the desk and you've got everything. You can't screw anything up for anyone else. Or they can't screw it up for you because sometimes people will change stuff and it'll affect the way that the screen readers read.
Oh, I can imagine.
What's on the screen, so. Mm. But I'm helping with another person who's probably going to use the station's computer software and the station's panel because it's a lot similar to the one that we have in Brisbane.
Oh,
so I think
cool.
The accessibility is going to work quite well with that.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks for the chat, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Low vision broadcasting specialist Paul Price, who's going to walk us through that Reading Radio Brisbane setup, as well as what else he's been up to in subsequent episodes. In a few minutes, we're going to hear directly from one of those broadcasters who Paul helped get settled in. Right now, we're moving north a smidge through Turrbal Country from Maganjan, Brisbane to Caboolture. Because during this series, we're spotlighting music from artists who know disability as well, starting with a First Nations kid whose family call her beautifully unique. Grace Alexandra identifies as neurodiverse, and as part of that, she has struggled with selective mutism. But something that's really helped has been her enrolment in inclusive education and music programs at both her local primary and high schools, including being taught songs in language by Gubbi Gubbi traditional owner Auntie Stacey Sirico Blair. Grace has picked up sax, guitar, piano and drums and went to a songwriting workshop down at Camagle Music Studio, where she co-wrote this one with Mina Siale, La Tekefu and David Gugliotta. This is Grace Alexandra with KISS. You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Don't have $1 million and still want to have a good education for your kid? Tune into the Dogs program. We are the defenders of government schools. 12 p.m. on Saturdays here on 3CR. 855 and AM dial podcast streaming live on 3cr.org.au and 3CR digital. We defend government schools because they need it.
3CR. Here to stay.
Hey, I'm Kemi Braden. This is Into the Fold from 3CR on the Community Radio Network. Tash Brake took part in the audio ability course with her local station 3MDR in the Dandenong Ranges. Now she has her own program there, Out of Sight, presenting music from the 1970s. Welcome, Tash. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. What is it about the music from that decade that you want to return to it week after week?
Oh, you know, I get asked this all the time and I still haven't got a really good answer. Really, it's just the best decade ever. Mm-hmm. It has such amazing variety. So you've got, you know, your tinkly little pop tunes, you've got your very, very serious hard rock, you've got your disco, you've got your funk and everything in between, all the singer-songwriters. So, yeah, I think it's, in one word, it's the variety.
Yeah, and then during your mentorship, what did you do?
So there were sort of two parts of it. We had regular online meetings, so that was a group training program, so there was a combination of information about community radio, different techniques that you use on the radio, and also just a bit of a chat with the other participants. Mm-hmm. Being the audio ability training, there was a whole range of different disabilities, so that was really interesting, just getting different ideas and different perspectives, and of course from across the whole country as well, so that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And we even sort of started sharing playlists and things a little bit too. And so it was really interesting. I mean, I'm not very good at theory. I'm a terrible student. But I did manage to keep my attention. I went every single week religiously, and yeah, just understanding a little bit about community radio. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the more you know about community radio, the more you want to know about community radio, because it really is, it is a lovely space where you're really connecting with grassroots real people. You know, it's not sort of like commercial radio where it's all sort of algorithms just churning out whatever. So just finding out about the community radio community and, yeah, and then being a part of it, getting linked in. So part of the course as well, you have a mentor that helps you then with some practical work. I had a mentor and we went to a studio. We actually used the RMIT studios at Sin Radio in the city just because of, you know, logistics. So, and that was just having that experience of, like, sitting in a studio, having a microphone in front of you. I tell you what, that was terrifying. Like, the first time I had a microphone put in front of me, I just went completely blank. I had nothing to say. So, and then it was just practicing that and getting used to, a bit like what you're doing, getting used to saying your call sign for your station and your program and introducing your guests and introducing your songs and just learning all of that. And honestly, when you are learning, that feels like a lot. It felt like a lot to take in. And then, yeah, then after the after all of that, you then get the opportunity to link in with your local station. So mine is 3MDR, so Mountain District Radio up in the Dandenong Ranges. And, yeah, had a very, very positive, welcoming experience getting my show on air. So,
oh, wonderful. Yeah. This is Into the Fold on the Community Radio Network. Tash Brake is telling us about getting into the fold of community radio. We'll find out how her show has turned out in a tick. Here is a musician who's taken inspiration from acts who hit their stride during the singer-songwriter boom of the 1970s. Back up on Turrbal and Yuggera People's Country, this is Artemis V with Lost Is Found.
I'm pulling myself together, I'm leaving myself alone. I feel safe in my body, I feel safe in my home. But something deep inside me longs for something more. This life that I've been living ain't the one I'm dreaming of. If I could die at any moment, would I like the way I lived? Wish I'd been kinder to myself, wish you'd been kinder to your kid. So busy drowning out your voice, so busy listening to your fears. What if I had to make a choice? What if I've wasted all these years? So I let go of the notion of the person I should be. Kept looking in the mirror at a man I couldn't be. Don't need it to be perfect, just need it to be me. Sick of wasting precious time on false trajectories. If I could die at any moment, would I like the way I lived? Wish I'd been kinder to myself, wish you'd been kinder to your kid. So busy drowning out your voice, so busy listening to your fears. What if I had to make a choice? What if I've wasted all these years? So I choose loving over your hate. So I choose bravery over your fears. Might as well try it while I'm around. One day I'll find it, lost will be found. So I choose loving over your hate. So I choose bravery over your fears. Might as well try it while I'm around. One day I'll find it, lost will be found.
Well, if you listen to 3CR, clap your hands. If you listen to 3CR, clap your hands. If you listen to 3CR, yes, you'll know where you are. If you listen to 3CR, clap your hands. If you listen to 3CR, clap your hands. If you listen to 3CR, clap your hands. Well, check out the happening vibe. They're gonna ring up and subscribe. If you listen to 3CR,
flap your ears.
What? Who the hell is that?
Flap your ears.
What are you talking about? I ain't no elephant. Get out of here. This is handmade radio.
Flap your hands.
Get out. Get the hell out of here now.
Hi, I'm Kermie Braden, pronouns they, them, and you are tapped into the Community Radio Network, where we're hearing from Natasha Brake, a graduate a couple of years back of the Audio Ability course, and now the host of Out of Sight on 3MDR. So Tash, can you tell us a bit about your show? What's involved in doing that?
So it's a two-hour slot, and it is involved because I use adaptive technology. So with my vision impairment, I can't actually use the studio computer because it doesn't have a screen reader. So we had a lot of troubleshooting to figure out, well, I'm going to have to bring my own computer in because that has the screen reader built in, and how are we going to get that connected to the panel?
Yep.
And how are we going to connect it to the panel so that only I hear the screen reader? And because we didn't want the listeners hearing my screen reader talking in the background the whole time.
No, so, that's private, you know, business.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we had to figure all that out. And then as well, find a playout system that would totally work with my screen reader and a keyboard so that I didn't have to use the mouse or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of figuring things out, but we did it. So we have the voiceover coming through a different channel to the music, and we found a nice little playout system that's very easy to use. So basically each week I have to get 2 hours worth of content ready to go. That usually amounts to about anything between sort of 23 to 29 songs that I put together in sort of playlists and have the station announcements as well and give it some kind of flow. And then preparing my program notes so that I've got the list of the songs and the artist and the year it was released and any other little fun facts for that track. That's basically what happens each week. So I bring my computer in, plug it into the panel, and away we go. And then with time, you build up a bit more confidence. You then introduce a few more little segments. So I've got some regular segments now.
Oh,
so
nice.
Because my slot is in the middle of the day, at the 12 o'clock noon, I have the time capsule news. So that's where I just pick a year from the 1970s, and we just do, like, a pretend news bulletin from that time. So it's, like, historic.
Oh, fantastic.
And I get all of the other presenters from the station to do the news read, and that gives me the opportunity to then promote their shows as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so
really good.
A cross promotion. Then we also have the instrumental of the week, because there was a lot of improv and groovy stuff happening in the 70s, so no shortage of instrumental. So we feature an instrumental each week. And I usually do that at home. I usually do that as a pre-record that I then just slot into my playout system as a track. That's always a bit of fun as well.
Yeah.
And then currently as well, we have a local community subscriber and they're a bowls club, so I also have them provide a bowl you over track each week as well. So, yeah, we have some little segments that that happen each week, and occasionally I also do interviews. But, yeah, I'm still a bit nervous about interviews.
Oh, no, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we won't keep you for too much longer in this one. But how does it feel when you're in the studio, getting to share this music that you're so in love with and being part of a radio community?
Yeah, well, that really, I suppose, has been the surprise, because I really wasn't expecting people just to be tuning in that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how people do. They text in and they're always, it's so positive. Like, nobody, never has anyone texted in and go, oh, I really hate that song. They only text in because they love it. And yeah, it's really nice. I've got some regular texterinners now, and it's great. And I sort of get a sense of what they like. And so I'll make sure that, you know, put a few of their favourites in every now and again. And sometimes they'll actually send me stuff. You've never played this. And quite often, you know, I haven't even heard of them. So I then go on this discovery. So it's a really lovely sort of two-way thing. And yeah, there is something about live radio because it's so immediate. Like, you know, you play your song, somebody hears the song and they respond straight away. Like, it's very sort of instant. So you have that real sort of sense of connection. Yeah, no, it's really lovely. It's very, very definitely my happy place. Yeah, my 2-hour show.
And you know what? I think they love the music, but also they've embraced you, Tash.
Yeah, they have in a way, but, you know, the people that listen to my show, they are very groovy.
Of course. Well, that was the very groovy Natasha Brake, who hosts Out of Sight, Groovy Name, on 3MDR. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Natasha.
Thanks for having me.
Out of Sight is every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM in and around the Dandenongs or through 3MDR.com. Next time on Into the Fold, we're going to get to know a couple of people engaged in the latest round of Audio Ability. Big thanks to today's guests, Gemma, Paul and Tash, to producer Nat Grant, and our invaluable listeners. Yeah, you. Nat and I produce this at 3CR for broadcast on the Community Radio Network. Our intro music is from jazz composer N.R. of Tundunya, Exploring Autistic Life, and by the sounds of it, just casually referencing Baudrillard on Stimulacrum. Stay tuned. Plenty more community radio coming your way on your local community radio station. I'm Kermie Braden. I'll be back next episode. Meanwhile, the podcast and transcript live on 3cr.org.au/radicalradio. And what you're hearing right here is Off My Chest by Nat Luna on Guardiota. Catch you next time.
Boy, I cannot feel a thing. Now you be feeling the taste of the blood of bleed. Wait until your girl finds out, honey, I'll take a swing. Tell me get quiet till one starts speaking dangerously. Far away, boy, get out the way. Can't be with a deadbeat, need to find a face. I'm awake, you ain't got a fake. Can't be with a deadbeat, or to compensate. I kiss your lips, taste the blood on my teeth, gave you. Push you down at the ground, love me when I twist up.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.